We now welcome into the call the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Dave Brock. Good morning, Coach Brock.
Good morning.
Good morning. Certainly a difficult Saturday for you guys, a back-and-forth game with Maine as you come up short 28-21. As you look back on it, kind of give me your breakdown on that game.
Well, I mean, certainly a really challenging way to lose a game. Credit Maine, they battled, they were exactly, I think, what we thought they were. They'd come down here and play really physical, and they had a good football team, and we knew we were going to have to be at our best. Got off to a good start, three and out, and drove the ball and scored, and felt good, felt like we had some momentum. Went into the halftime with a lead, it was kind of a back-and-forth game, not a lot going on, and we had a chance there at the end to they miss a field goal, we take the ball down and trying to position ourselves to kick the winning field goal, the ball pops out. Credit to them, they scoop, they score, and get up 28-21, and we get the ball back, and we're able to push the ball down the field and at least have a legitimate chance from about the 25 at a shot in the end zone, which we didn't get. Challenging way to lose a game, and we got to bounce back.
I was gonna say how proud of your team. It's obviously a tough way to lose, but as you mentioned, you guys got down, able to battle back the tie, and then made a couple of significant stops. You, at least on the defensive side, proud of your team to be able to do that type of thing.
Well, again, I think realistically, we're not playing like we're capable of playing. I think on any side of the ball, so I don't know that we feel good about very much right now. Especially at 0-2 in the conference, from a pass defense standpoint, we gave up four explosive plays that were four plays, 50% of the passing yardage that occurred in the game occurred on those four plays, and we're just not built that way. I mean, we have to stop explosive plays. Felt like we either took away the run or they stopped running it, and we certainly were able to run the football. And we have to find a way for that recipe to be a winning recipe for us, because that's who we are.
We're here with Delaware head coach Dave Brock. If you have a question for Coach Brock this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. As you mentioned, you guys able to run the ball 319 yards, and with the majority of that coming from West Hills, 24 carries, 242 yards, two touchdowns. I know he's a full late, but talk about his performance in general Saturday.
Well, I mean, I think that he's healthy. He had a tough injury in the Lafayette game, and really a testament to him that he's even back yet. He's just an incredibly tough, strong-minded kid, and was really at full strength for the first time on Saturday afternoon, and really turned in a terrific performance. We're fortunate that the kids who play running back here are all talented and really unselfish. When they saw that Wes was really in a groove and playing well, those guys were all for Wes playing and really trying to create some of the explosiveness that he can create. He's a terrific player, but an unbelievable young man. You're just sick that the fumble happened and the way it happened, because he had played so well and just an unfortunate way to lose a game.
Obviously, you guys had some difficulties once again in the passing game as you've gone back and looked at that. Is it something that you feel like you're close on, or do you have any answers to some of the struggles there?
Well, I think we know what the problem is. We got to solve the problem. We've had some significant protection issues the last 2 weeks, which we can't have. I think schematically, we got to do a better job of trying to create more space. It's interesting. At the end of the game, we're in hurry up. We're moving. We're able to move the ball around a little bit, throw the ball down the field, and we just have to find a way to do some things that are more complementary. We're going to be a run first operation. I think that's certainly where our strengths lie, but we have to be able to play complementary football, and we have to be able to stay on the field when it's third and long, we just got to continue to work. But I wouldn't describe it as close, no.
Defensively, as you said, Maine had been running the ball pretty effectively in the last few weeks. You guys limit them to 68 yards rushing, but like you said, some big plays in the passing game. Bilal Nichols. Up front, six tackles and a couple of sacks. Talk about his performance and then just in general on the defensive side of the ball, at least against the run.
Well, I think, again, when you look at it, I think certainly Bilal is coming into his own. Very good player, big, strong, physical young guy, has really good movement for a guy his size, and you know, he's able to win some one-on-ones, and even when he didn't get the sacks that he got, you know, he applied some pressure, and you know, we felt like we were able to you know, get the front handled in terms of being able to stop the run. And then, you know, again, as the game changed, you know, we really needed to be in the business of you know, not allowing big plays, which, you know, again, we failed to do that, and we need to be able to do that. We have to force people to drive the length of the field. It's very hard to do it. I don't care who you are. If you got to go 8, 9, 10 plays against a good unit, it's really hard to do. And you know, when you give up whatever it is, 160 yards on 4 plays, you know, you're not making anybody earn it. And we blew a coverage, we blew a formation check, and you know, that's 100 yards right there just on 2 plays. Where, you know, if you make them drive that 100 yards, you know, you're probably going to end up with a different result, whether it's 10 points instead of 14 or 6 points instead of whatever it would be. But we weren't able to do it, and you know, we're not creating enough explosive plays in the kicking game, and you know, we're not creating enough turnovers.
After a tough loss like that, as you mentioned, 0-2 in the league, with still a lot of conference games still in front of you, what's the message to your group as you go into practice this week, and how do you get them to bounce back?
Well, I think they're the right kids. I don't think it's necessarily a hard prospect to get them to bounce back, because they're competitors. You know, I think it's hard for people on the outside to understand that, but really competitive people and really competitive kids, you know, they understand that hey, your back's against the wall, you're going to come out fighting. When things don't go well, you know, you work harder, and hopefully we can work smarter, and you know, as a coaching staff, put these kids in better positions to have chances to be successful. That's our job, and you know, that's really what we're searching to do. Hard place to go play at William & Mary. You know, very good football team, played James Madison, and you know, very, very competitively on Saturday, and you know, we'll certainly have our work cut out for us.
As you've kind of broken them down, they've kind of had a similar season, off to an 0-3 start, and have lost some tough games as well. As you start to break down William & Mary, what concerns you, and what are some of the challenges?
Well, you know, offensively, you know, you're waiting for them to just explode. You know, with the talent they have at quarterback, and the back that they have, you know, they have all the pieces there to be exceptionally good on offense. And I think certainly their preseason ranking and those types of things were reflected in the you know, the confidence and the belief that coaches in this league had in a lot of those players. So we know that the talent's there, and the struggles have been the struggles for whatever reason. You know, and then defensively, very active pressure unit. You know, they bring people from all over the floor, from the field. They play some unique coverage deals behind some blitzes. So you have to be prepared for a lot of movement, and you know, again, it's just challenging schemes to get ready for, and always a tough trip, always a tough place to play. You know, so again, we'll have our work cut out for us.
We got a media question in queue, if you'll get that one for us, Angela.
Your first question comes from Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Radio.
Hey, Coach Brock, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing great. Talk about the three keys you guys got to do. You were just talking about William & Mary. For you, what are the three keys for you guys to pull out a win in that hostile environment down there in William & Mary?
Well, I think, I mean, first you look at it from a defensive standpoint, I think you have to stop the run. You know, the Anderson kid's a terrific player, really dynamic, and you know, you gotta get him before he gets started, create some situational football where you can limit the number of touches that he's able to get. We're going to have to get turnovers on defense and create more opportunities for us offensively. You know, offensively, you know, without question, I mean, we're going to have to run the ball really well and control the clock and control the game. We're going to have to hit some explosive plays in the passing game to you know, loosen things up and be able to do the things we want to do. And then you got to control the Deadman kid in the special teams area. You know, he can change a game in one play, whether it's a kick, a pass. You know, last year in our game, they threw him a bubble screen behind the line of scrimmage. He turns it into a 60-yard touchdown on a, you know, a broken play.
Right.
You know, you really have to, you know, contain their explosive players and handle their scheme defensively. Those are the keys we're looking at.
Are you surprised that William & Mary's 0-3 in the conference with their, you know, in this preseason they were ranked so high in the polls? Are you surprised they're 0-3?
Well, I don't have a whole lot of my thoughts about the preseason polls are my thoughts, but you know, nothing really surprises me in the CAA. You know, you see some of the results every week. It's incredibly challenging. You have to go out and play a really, really good game every single week, no matter what you do. And if you don't play your best, you're probably going to lose. If you don't get a break or two here or there, you're probably going to lose. And am I surprised they're 0-3? You know, again, I didn't expect them to be, but not a lot surprises me.
Okay. Well, I hope you have a safe trip down to Williamsburg this week. I hope you have good weather.
Appreciate you.
All right, Dave, thanks as always for the time this morning, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Take care.
All right, take care.